Severe weather concerns in the Midwest continue. I'm Ted Lindner, Fox News. Nebraska and Iowa work in a recovery as multiple tornadoes struck the states Friday. One plowed through suburban Omaha, Nebraska, damaging hundreds of homes and other structures and leaving a few people injured. But officials say there have been no deaths reported so far. Forecaster Ryan Jewell of the National Weather Service says more, though, could be on the way today.
Our greatest risk for severe weather today is from parts of northern, northwestern Texas, across much of Oklahoma, Kansas, and really all the way up into western Missouri, even southwest Iowa. It'll be a complicated scenario today with many rounds of thunderstorms.
A tornado watch just lifted for the Kansas City metro area. And anti-Israel protests at multiple college campuses across the U.S. continue, as Jewish students say they feel unsafe. Protesters urging universities to divest from any institutions that have financial ties to Israel. Fox's Steve Harrigan with more from Columbia University.
Protests still underway here at Columbia, at NYU, and other institutions in New York City. You can really sense that anger and that tension as this goes on. The university was hoping to clear things up by graduation, but those tents are still on the campus. One question many of the protesters have is, where is their money from these universities being spent? At many campuses across the country, Jewish students say that these protests have created an atmosphere where they are concerned, fearful for their very physical safety.
And Columbia University banning a student that made threatening remarks toward Zionists. And Harvey Weinstein's lawyer says the one-time movie mogul's been hospitalized for a battery of tests after his return to New York City following an appeals court ruling nullifying his 2020 rape conviction. The New York Court of Appeals vacating Weinstein's conviction, saying a judge let jurors see too much evidence not related to the charges he faced. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Well, people in Israel continue to mourn and beg for the safe return of hostages held by Hamas ahead of Passover. Fox's Jeff Paul with more from Tel Aviv.
Here in Tel Aviv, they've set up a makeshift Passover table. On one end, it's obviously very clean with crystal clear glasses. But at the other end, it's extremely dirty, topped with old rags and water bottles, symbolizing the suffering of those who still aren't home.
Among the 133 still missing, Israeli-American Hirsch Goldberg Polin. Just this week, Hamas released a hostage video of the 23-year-old, the first time he'd been seen alive since the attack. His parents called it overwhelming, begging leaders at the negotiating table to keep going. Shortly after Hamas released a video of Hirsch, tensions boiled over in Jerusalem, where crowds protested outside the home of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Meantime, Hamas reviewing a new Israeli proposal for a ceasefire in Gaza. Former President Trump's criminal hush money trial going to be going into its third week. Fox's C.B. Cotton with more.
New York State is trying to convince a jury that former President Donald Trump was part of a scheme to catch negative stories and kill them before they were ever made public. A key witness for the prosecution, former tabloid boss David Pecker, testified his publishing company was part of the catch and kill scheme and agreed to buy potentially damaging stories with no intention of ever running them. But Trump's attorneys took aim at Pecker's credibility, exposing that while Pecker said under oath Trump had thanked him for killing stories, Pecker had told the FBI something different, that Trump didn't thank him.
The former president's trial resumes Tuesday. Trump continues to call the entire thing a witch hunt. And Freddie Mac saying the average 30-year fixed rate mortgage rose again this week. It now sits at 7.17%. That is the highest level of 2024 so far. I'm Ted Lindner, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.